And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 19th of April. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall and Mallin. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Sole 994 expected, Biscay 999 by 1800 Saturday. High Iceland 1029 expected, 100 miles north of southeast Iceland, 1028 by same time. New low expected, Kattegat 1003 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly, 5 or 6, increasing 7 for a time in northeast Viking. Mainly fair, mainly good. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly, 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, north or northwest, 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7. Rain later, moderate or good. German Bight, north or northwest, becoming cyclonic, 4 or 5. Rain later, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. East backing northeast, 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in Humber. Rain or showers in White in Portland at first, otherwise mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in White in Portland at first. Plymouth, Biscay. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic, 5 or 6, increasing 7 for a time in Biscay. Rain or showers, occasionally thundery in Biscay. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Trafalgar, northwest, 5 to 7, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, occasionally thundery in Fitzroy. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic 5 or 6, becoming east 4 or 5, rain or showers, fog patches at first except in Irish Sea. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first except in Irish Sea. Shannon, Rockall, north or northeast 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mallin, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northeast 5 or 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 4 or 5, rain later, moderate or good. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northeast by east 5, slight rain, 7 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 5, 16 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west by north 2, mist, more than 38 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Wick automatic, northeast 3, 16 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northeast, 2, slight rain, 19 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lookers, east by north, 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Boomer, east, southeast, 3, 11 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Bridlington, east by south, 5, 1012, rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east by south, 5, 2 miles, 1009. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 5 miles, 1006. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east by north, 4, 1005, falling slowly. Jersey, east, southeast, 3, recent rain, 24 miles, 1001, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north, 6, 1 mile, 1001. Scilly automatic, Southeast, 5, recent drizzle. 7 miles, 997, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by east, 5, slight rain. 2 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast, 6, slight rain. 5 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Valley, east, 3, slight rain. More than 38 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east, 3, 9 miles, 1,007, rising more slowly. Valentia, northeast, 3, moderate drizzle, 8 miles, 999, rising. Ronald's Way, east by north, 5, rain, 2 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast by east, 7, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northeast by east, 5, rain, 3 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 18th of April. The general situation, low pressure southwest of the UK will move over Biscay and into France on Saturday. This will slowly drift east or northeast during Sunday as a complex low develops in the Atlantic. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east or northeast 3 or 4, rain or showers in west, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, mainly good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later, mainly fair, mainly good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or southeast 4 or 5, backing northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, backing northeasterly 5 or 6, mainly fair, mainly good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly 5 or 6, rain or showers at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast, backing northeast 5 or 6, rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic 5 or 6, becoming northeast 4 or 5, rain or showers with fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 5 or 6, backing northeast 3 or 4, rain or showers with fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or southeast 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, rain or showers until later, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later, rain or showers until later, moderate or good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 5 or 6, possibly, occasionally 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, outbreaks of rain, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in west, veering southeasterly 4 or 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, east or northeast 5 or 6, veering southeast 4 or 5, rain or showers, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast 5 or 6, veering southeast 4 or 5, rain or showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast 5 or 6, veering east or southeast 4 or 5, rain or showers, moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, showers, good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
Hello, what would happen if you woke up to find a Banksy painting on the side of your home? That's what my new series is all about. I'm James Peake, the world's most excitable Banksy cheerleader, and I'm here to entice you to tune in via the use of some intriguing clips. Here's one of them.
There's more chance of winning the lottery. It's like winning the lottery without entering.
And another one.
The people on which he's imposed the artwork, they can't have anything.
And one more.
How many engineers does it take to remove a Banksy mural? The answer is 100 grand's worth.
When Banksy Comes to Town from BBC Radio 4. Go through the whole thing in a listening mega sesh on BBC Sounds.
And Good Friday now turns into Easter Saturday, and we at Radio 4 are hanging up our headphones for the night. But the World Service are ready to take over in just a moment. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Tina Ritchie in the newsroom and myself and the whole of the Radio 4 team, wherever you are in the world, we wish you a very good Easter weekend and have a quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and Taiwan. Coming up, the Trump administration continues to put pressure on the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell.
So if you think that it's unacceptable for President Trump to be frustrated with the policy history of the Fed, then I think that you got to some explaining to do.
We'll get reaction from the former president of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet.
I think, first of all, it's unbelievable, very aggressive for the executive branch of dealing with central banks.
And more than 60 people have been arrested in Pakistan after violent protests against KFC. The fast food chain will be finding out why. And the Force is back on the big screen. Can Star Wars be a hit once again? That's all coming up. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Donald Trump has warned that unless Russia and Ukraine agree quickly to end their conflict, the United States will abandon its peace efforts. He did not specify a deadline. From Washington, here's John Sudworth.
What we don't know is, firstly, whether this is simply a threat to be taken seriously or whether it's a negotiating tactic. And secondly, if it is a very serious threat, what he means by giving it a pass. Is this America threatening simply to withdraw from the peace negotiations, or is it wider than that? Is this a threat to walk away entirely and stop military support for Ukraine? President Trump was asked that directly at the press conference in the White House and refused to be drawn.
The former president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, has returned to the country, arriving in the rebel-controlled eastern city of Goma. Reports say Mr. Kabila, who has been based in Zimbabwe and South Africa since 2023, passed through Rwanda's capital, Kigali. His presence is likely to raise tensions with the current president, Felix Tshisekedi. A US senator has given more details about his meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an immigrant who was wrongly deported last month to a jail in El Salvador. Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat, said Mr. Abrego Garcia appeared to be OK. Jake Kwon reports from Washington.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia has become a symbol of Mr. Trump's immigration policy. Chris Van Hollen flew to El Salvador on Wednesday to attempt a visit and to raise the profile of the case. The senator was initially turned away from the maximum security prison where he had been held. Instead, Mr. Abrego Garcia was brought to the hotel where the senator was staying. He told the senator he was being kept in a cell with 25 other inmates. The Salvadorian leader, Nayib Bukele, mocked the meeting on social media, saying Mr. Abrego Garcia will be kept in the country.